Actually, it's 133.
Oh. Is it? Ooh.
No.
Ogun fails.
Can't you just go, like, this is episode number 133.
Hello, and welcome to the PC Gamer Podcast. This is episode number 133 for May 15th, 2008. This week on the podcast, EA throws a party, the DRM saga continues, the world ends next Tuesday night at 4:14 p.m., plus reader questions, awkward silences, and much, much more. This is your host, Logan Decker, and I'm joined today by Editor-in-Chief Kristen Salvatore.
Hi, don't talk too loud.
You appear to be a little hungover. Senior Associate Editor Dan Stapleton.
I'm surprisingly not hungover at all.
That's
senior executive.
I think I have your hangover too.
Senior executive intern Norm Chan.
Hello.
With producer Andy Bellman conducting the show.
I usually cut out all the awkward silences, just so.
We'll leave them in this time.
I will. This time I'll have to.
Add in a few extra ones.
Today we're also joined by our freshest intern, Pip, also known as Chris Holt.
Hey, how's it going?
Say hi again, Chris. Give it a little.
Greetings, citizens. I'm Chris. Nice to meet you.
Yes, that's the way I like it. That sounds better. Is this your first time podcasting?
Yeah, it is. I'm psyched to be here.
Terrific. Is it just like you imagined it would be?
Oh, everything I've dreamed and more.
What do you think about working at PC Gamer so far? You've been here how long now?
It's been about 5 months now. It's been awesome.
Wow.
5 months?
That's epic.
That went really fast.
Yeah.
Jeez. How old am I? What do you think about the PC Gamer compound?
Oh, it's great. The security guards, they frisk me every day, and that's a lot of fun. And they seem to enjoy it too. It's great.
They don't have to do that.
Oh, really? I'm just special. That's nice to know.
So, what do you think about the folks here at PC Gamer?
Oh no, they've been treating me right, and. Teaching me new and important things about gaming, and it's been exciting.
Right.
We're gonna have to make some changes around here.
Is gaming ever really important?
In what ways are we different than how you imagined before you came here?
Oh, Logan's shorter than I thought he would be.
Whoa! Whoa! 5'9" and 1/2, plus a little. What's wrong with that? What's going on?
Huh?
That inside or outside?
What is that?
I can't.
Oh my
you
god!
Hear that? I don't know.
Where's it coming from?
It's that voice. What is that?
Oh no! Oh no! Oh my god!
Whoa.
Oh god! It's here! It's
what
here.
Is it? What is it?
Oh god! Cat Fantastic! Ladies and gentlemen, a surprise attack from my favorite PC gaming quiz show. Where PC Gamer editors and their minions compete for millions of points, which are redeemable for fabulous prizes that they'll never see. It's on us. It's happening right now, so let's get started.
Wow.
Kristen, let's hear your call sound.
Oh, I forgot I need a call sound. I think it's going to be...
you sure you're going to be able to cut in with that one? It seems a little...
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, come back to me. I'll think.
Okay. Dan, may we hear your call sound?
Let's see if this works.
Hi.
There we go.
What? Hey, nice. How do you do that?
I have technology.
That's the thing about
Stapleton. I want technology.
That is the thing about him. Huh. All right, Norm, let's hear your call sound. Yeah,
Shazam?
That's more like Kristen's. How about something a little more staccato and aggressive?
Shazam!
Come on.
There you go.
Arm. Shazam!
Shazam!
Nice.
Yeah, you know, Norm, you never actually turn into a superhero saying it just like Shazam. You know, you got to put a little Shazam into it.
It could. That's true. Kristen, you got one?
Mine's going to be jalapeno.
Whoa, that is advanced class. All right.
Is it jalapeno or jalapeno or jalapeno?
Hey, it's my call sign, Dan.
That's true. All right.
That is true. All right. She's got you there. All right. This time in Cat Fantastic, my assistant, Mr. Holt, will be keeping score. Why do we need a scorekeeper, you may think? Because in this episode of Cat Fantastic, each correct question is going to be worth 15 million points. That is 50% more points than the last episode of Cat Fantastic, and we're doing it because you, the listener, asked for a bigger, better show, and we deliver.
Not because of inflation?
Exactly. Well, that's a small part of it. That's probably 5%. Okay, is everyone ready?
Wait, you didn't ask me for mine.
Andy, give us a call sound.
Okay. I'll wait till it loads.
Guess who? Guess who?
There it is.
I've listened to that so many times, it's engraved in my head.
what is that?
Coffee's for Closers.
Oh, okay.
Is that the same one? Am I right?
It might be.
Glengarry Glen Ross?
But it is from Pacino.
All right, I was close enough.
Yes.
This is round one, and it is multiple choice. You may buzz in at any time whether or not you've heard the correct answer yet. And there will be four choices. Name the protagonist of Gears of War.
Shazam!
That was indeed Norm's.
Marcus Fenix.
Well done.
Cliff Bleszinski.
You know what? Let's give Andy a 1 million points for that one.
Yes.
Well done.
Because that was well done, yeah.
Partial credit.
I forgot my own call sign. I was like,
I think if you just blurt something out, you'll be just fine.
How many points does Norm get, though? He got it right.
Norm gets 15 million points.
Oh, man.
You know what? I'm sorry, Chris. Let's make it 2 million for that spontaneous answer.
All right. Fine.
Name one of the euphemisms that Dr. Breen uses to describe the Combine. Ooh. Our masters. Ooh. The oligarchy. Our benefactors.
Yes.
Our benefactors.
Somebody didn't buzz in and blurted out the answer instead.
Wait, what? Did you not hear my buzz in?
But he has to call on you after you buzz in.
I have to call on you.
Oh.
No penalty for this round, however, but I believe that the correct one, the buzzer, was Andy.
What?
No.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Whose was that?
Andy. That was mine.
It was...
Oh, okay, got it. All right, you got it. Okay, well, I'm calling on you. Go for it.
It was our benefactors.
Very well done. 15 million points, all for that. And I could have taken stuff off, but I didn't, because I'm that way. Because I'm your benefactor.
Yeah.
How many people worked on the original Prince of Persia?
Guess who?
Jalapeno.
Whoa! Mr. Bellman.
One.
That is correct, sir, for 15 million points.
Yes. Now, can I name him for bonus points?
This one is for Mr. Bellman only. Bonus for 5 million. Who did it?
Google.
Jalapeno.
Miss Salvatore.
Jordan Mechner.
You were absolutely correct for 5 million points. Well done.
I was going to say Jesus. or maybe Aladdin.
Well, I guess, with that whole footprints in the sand thing, you could say Jesus helped Jordan Mechner. You know, yes. Who carried you when you were developing, that kind of thing. Next question. Who set us up the bomb? Dr. Giro. Dr. Robotnik. Spectre. Cats.
Hi.
Did that work?
That would be Mr. Stapleton.
That was Cats.
Nicely done! Well done, in fact. No, I'm not going to give extra points, but it was still very well done.
What was the...
Hi.
I'm not even sure what you're talking
about. Would you like to explain about? To the crowd, Mr.
You were speaking. What was that even? What?
that was the someone set us up the bomb. Internet meme from what was it, like Zero something? Zero Wing, right? The it was this badly translated Japanese Nintendo game, like NES game.
Oh, was that the
5
one?
5 million.
It was the all your base or belong to.
Whoa! I can't hear anybody now.
That was all Stapleton's. for $5 million, what was the famous phrase that came out of that?
There was someone set us up the bomb and all your base are belong to us.
Your base are belong to us.
Give him five, Chris. Well done.
Martha.
Yay, me.
Applause.
That's not easy, I might add. Next question. After marrying Elaine, what are Guybrush and his wife referred to as? Mr. and Mrs. Threepwood Marley. Mr. and Mrs. Marley. Mr. and Mrs. Threepwood. Nothing, they never got married.
I should know this.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I'm shaming my name.
Norm?
Anybody want to buzz in at the last minute? And it was Mr. and Mrs. Marley. Doesn't anybody guess anymore?
I don't know what the penalty is for guessing wrong.
It's like the SATs.
I'm not going to tell you until somebody does try to guess.
Yeah, see, I'm not willing to take that chance.
Then, you know what? But you miss out on big bucks. Big bucks. 15 million points a question, might I add. What hard rock legend? Oh, wait. You know what? Can I just say that Logan Decker, the anagram, is a rock legend? I'm just putting that out there.
Yep.
What hard rock legend has musical credits in the original Quake?
Guess who?
Oh, damn it.
Mr. Bellman.
Trent Reznor.
You got 15 million points, and Norm was too slow on the draw.
And the nails you use are 9 inches.
That's right. They say 9-inch nails on the side of the
court. Nice try for a few. You know what? Hey, Chris, give him 3 points for that one.
3 million or three?
Just three.
Three. Yeah. It could have been -3, so.
Absolute value of three.
Who was Max Payne modeled after? Mark Wahlberg? Joe Pesci? Sam Lake?
Shazam! Sam Lake.
Well done. Sam
right,
Lake
he was indeed. He was a producer, he was a designer.
Writer,
okay, right.
Oh.
And did he look like that? I don't know.
If it would have been Mark Wahlberg, he would have had to have a superfluous third nipple.
Well, Mark Wahlberg is playing him in the movie, isn't he?
Yeah, there's some nice trivia from.
But I think it wasn't just that he was like modeled after him. Didn't they take a photo of the guy's face and put it on the I'll put it on the model. Yeah.
What is that third nipple called? Polynipular or something?
I don't
superfluous.
Know. It's called a nubbin.
I like polynipulol. That's very hard to say.
Logan, you should get a pet and name it that.
Polynipulol. Polynipulol. Come on, baby.
Or poly for short.
Oh, boy.
Polynipulol, want a cracker? All right. In Rainbow Six Lockdown, who does the player play as? John Clark? Ding Chavez? Any member of the Rainbow Team, Mike Bishop.
Shazam.
Norm.
Ding Chavez.
15 million points to Norm Chan. Well done.
I have to think about that for a second.
But you did.
I never played Lockdown.
That was the really console-y version.
Yeah.
Hey, it was still good. It was still all right. It was a step down from them.
Ding Chavez was also in the other Tom Clancy movies, like Clear and Present Danger.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that. Was that any good?
Excellent.
Not really.
Yeah.
Really? It was good.
It was excellent. Harrison
Ford. No spoilers.
Awesome. No spoilers. All right.
Yeah. That was a great
okay.
movie.
This is our final question for this round. In BioShock, if you combine the protagonist's first name with the name of his father, what do you get? Jack Cohen, Jack Ryan, John Atlas, or John Fontaine? Dan Stapleton.
It would be Jack Ryan.
You are absolutely correct, sir, for 15 million points.
Which is the name of the character in Clear and Present Danger.
Yep. Correct.
It's called a segue.
And it doesn't. And
now I get 15 million points for that one. So how are we doing on points, Chris? Who's cruising and who's losing?
Well, right now, Dan is definitely in the lead with, by 5 million points. Kristen's trailing behind there. She's got 5 million points.
So wait, my number is how much?
Oh, sorry, you have 50 million.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Listen, considering the state of my head right now, I'm pretty happy I even got 5 million.
where's Andy?
Andy is at 32 million plus 3.
yes, extra 3.
And Norm's at 45 million.
Woohoo! Wow, it is really a tight race here. Okay, this is round 2, also multiple choice, and you may ring in at any time.
Does the point structure change at all?
Not at all. 50 million per answer. You're doing all very well. I'm very impressed. So, where is the dark portal that leads to the Outlands located in World of Warcraft? Azeroth?
Nerds. Whoever answers this is a nerd.
Lands? The Outlands? Off?
Wait, say the first chapel again.
Azeroth, the Blasted Lands, the Outlands, or Hoth? Mr. Stapleton.
I'm going to say the Outlands.
You're incorrect.
Really?
And that would be 10
points. Oh, it's the portal to the Outlands. Sorry.
Would you like to try again to recoup 5 million points?
Azeroth.
That's minus 10 million points for Dan Stapleton.
But isn't the whole world Azeroth? So it's got to be in Azeroth by definition?
That's weak.
It
is the Blasted Lands. Judges confirm the penalty of 20 million.
All right, yeah, 20 million. Got it.
We're next. On to our next
question. It just cost me $6,000.
Who the hell came up with that?
I've got a whole Pacino soundboard, baby.
That was nicely done. Where does Manny work in Grim Fandango?
Guess who?
Oh,
wow!
Damn it! I don't know the official name.
This looks like this is going to be ugly for Mr. Bauman.
Yeah.
You have a few seconds, and those seconds are gone.
Oh, it's.
So, minus 10 for Mr. Bauman. Here we go with the clues. At the S-Mart, at the Department of Death in El Mero, at La Barrow's Real Estate Agency, or at the Hat Shop of the Corpse Bride. Miss Salvatore.
Department of Death.
15 million for the Salvatore, for the EIC. Jalapeno. Next question. What happened to the DARPA chief in Metal Gear Solid? He blows himself up to say, wait, you know what? I'm sorry, too console-y.
Yes, agreed.
Metal Gear Solid was PC.
15 billion points to Logan.
Yeah, but it's so, don't you think? It's so.
You asked the Gears of War question.
Did anybody here actually, well, yeah, but that's been on the
PC. I played
PC.
Two.
Yeah, I played two Metal Gear Solid, the original, but I don't remember, I don't know the answer to the question.
Yeah. Did you play it on the PC, Norm?
I'm taking it out. Yeah, I did play it on the PC.
Who kills Khaled al-Assad in Call of Duty 4? Soap McTavish. Captain Price. Zakaev.
I believe it is. Oops, sorry.
Mr. Stapleton.
I believe it is Captain Price.
50 million to the Stapleton, please.
Who?
Ding, 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 ding. Dan is tearing it up.
You're running
today.
Away with this one, Stapleton.
Well, I don't know. Aren't I like even with Norm now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Woo! It's a tough one. In the Red Alert storyline, what happened to Hitler? He never existed. Stapleton!
Albert Einstein traveled back in time, shook his hand, and obliterated him from existence somehow.
15 billion points! Holy moly!
Do you have like a photo of that?
I should. It's a great cutscene.
That was spectacular. All right, next question. Who is the iconic Special Forces unit associated with the Allies in Red Alert?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to cut that question.
Oh.
I didn't realize two in a row. I know. I'm sorry. Should I penalize Kristen for the Schadenfreude? No, I'm going to let that one go. Okay.
Nice to meet
you. Okay. Next question. In Jedi Knight, who was the first Dark Jedi you fight?
What was his name?
Saris Yun.
Wait, what were the first two again?
Ma, Bok, Saris, or Yun?
I'm
Stapleton.
I'm going to say Ma.
You're incorrect, sir. Ah. It's $10 million. Nobody? Going, going. And because Dan Stapleton had the balls to guess, I'm giving him $5 million back. Correct answer is Yoon.
Right. Now, were those, does anybody remember, were those like the double, like there were two, there was like a big one and a little one that were working together?
No, it's Glock and Pick.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Right, okay.
This is a guy who looks like Josh Hartnett.
So it must have been lots of fun to kill him.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't
know. Or really hard, depending on how you look at it.
Next question. If somebody refers to the noob cannon... No, okay, I'm sorry. Next question. If somebody refers to the noob cannon in Counter-Strike, what are they talking about?
Guess who?
Oh, no, 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 no,
Mr. I'm going to stretch this out. Mr. Bauman. As Norm writhes over here.
It's the op. The op.
I wish you all could see Norm just writhing in agony right now, holding a fist up to the heavens, railing against his fate.
But do you know what it stands for?
Oh, fail.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Does it have to... Norm chant.
Oh. Arctic warfare. I forget the last
line. Minus $10 million for Norman Chan.
You could have just said potato and none of us would have known. It's the Arctic warfare potato.
All right, that's true.
Do I get points though for answering? Op? No.
Well, yeah, he got points.
Oh no, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely. $50 million, minus 10 for Norm for that.
It's
that
Arctic
sad
warfare, please.
Ah, yes.
Nothing for that Google search, right?
Potato.
Okay. Now we go on to round 3. Oh my god, it's the lucky litter round. In the lucky litter round,
scratch.
I'll give you a series
of cat.
To which you may respond with the correct answer by saying scratch, scratch. If you've got the correct answer, you win 15 million points. If you have the incorrect answer, or if you blurt out the answer before saying scratch, scratch, you lose 10 million points. We're looking for 3 PC games buried in the lucky litter box.
So wait a second. Do we have to buzz in and then say scratch, scratch before answering?
Just have to say scratch, scratch.
Just say scratch, scratch.
Okay.
Because you're looking for the games in the lucky litter box. Here we go. First game. Damacy. Soldier. Sphere. The Mother. Inisai. Jen. Reservation. Near Death, Gravity, Cherokee.
Scratch, scratch.
Scratch, scratch.
Mr. Chan.
Pray.
You are correct, sir. Yes. 15 million points.
Damn it.
Woo! Almost thought you were going to let that one get away. Well done.
Well,
I wasn't sure I quite understood the game yet, so okay, next time I'll do better.
No, scratch that box. This is our second Lucky Litter game. Spartan. Wealth. John Milton. Lady Deirdre Skye. Xenofungus. Morgan Industries. Diplomacy. Gaia's Stepdaughters. The Human Hive.
What?
Alpha. Going. Going. Gone. Nobody gets it. Alpha Centauri.
That would have been my guess, but...
I was going to say Civ 4.
I haven't played Alpha Centauri in
years. I was going to say your mom.
Mama, that would have cost you some points. I guarantee you that. And now for the final lucky litter round. The Great Depression. Monorail. Nazi Scientist. Life Insurance, Pennsylvania, Maggie, Punch Bowl, Gut Grenade, Unholy Flatulence.
We're scratch, scratch.
Dan Stapleton.
That sounds like Stubbs the Zombie.
You are correct, sir, for 15 million points.
Nice.
Who?
Bonus for Dan Stapleton only for $5 million. What was the tagline?
The tagline of the game?
Yes.
I think I'm gonna have to let those five million
bonus
go.
But no penalty. The tagline was "Rebel without a pulse."
All right.
Sure.
Double well, bonus. What engine was that based on?
That was based on the Halo engine.
That's correct. But no points because I don't give points.
Yeah, duh.
So, Norm, would you say that you're pointless?
I saw that one coming and there was like a
Chris, $5 million, please.
To who?
What?
To Dan Stapleton.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
At my expense.
Sorry.
At my expense.
I think I should get $5 million of Norm's points.
I actually thought that's what you were going to do.
Yes.
Do it. Let's do it.
Oh boy.
Hey, I didn't increase it for that like triple round right there. Which was awesome. And I had that right. Okay. This is the round. That was fantastic. This is round 4 of 5 rounds, people. So there's still time to catch up. Buzz in, multiple choice, buzz in at any time. What is Duke Nukem's weapon of choice? BFG, RPG, Golden Desert Eagle, Chainsaw.
Did he have one of them? That's weird. Don't remember him having a specific one.
Mr. Chan.
RPG.
Minus 10 million.
Guess
jalapeno.
Mr. Bellman.
Golden Desert Eagle.
No.
You are correct, sir.
What? There was a Golden Deagle in Duke? Really? I thought that was a GoldenEye, I think.
Yeah. No, GoldenEye had the golden gun.
Okay, that's disputed. I'm taking it out. We'll take that one out.
You fairy!
I want the points.
Can we leave that in? That was the most controversial moment. Okay, all right, everybody, chill the fuck out. All right.
Wait. All right, I'm looking at this up on Wikipedia, and Desert Eagle is definitely on the Wikipedia page.
Eagle, but is it a golden Desert
Eagle?
In fact, it is. Exactly, Golden Desert Eagle. I'm not disputing Wikipedia today.
It's in the Wikipedia page because you just put it in there.
I just quickly put it in right now.
Okay, we're taking it anyway. Next question. Which land are you trying to save in Dungeon Siege?
Oh.
Azeroth? Morrowind? Ebb? Or Vault?
What were the last two again?
Ebb?
How do you spell that?
EHB. Or Vault. Going.
Scratch.
No, Salvatore, bring it on.
I'm just guessing. Is it M?
That you are correct, ma'am.
Oh, good.
15 million points to the EIC.
I'm going to go back to sleep now.
And I'm just saying, I may have mispronounced that one. But let's move on. Of the ships listed, which is the fastest in the X-Wing TIE Fighter series? TIE Interceptor. A-Wing, X-Wing, B-Wing.
Guess who?
Mr. Stapleton.
A-Wing.
Minus 10 million points. For
what?
Oh, crap, that was my guess.
What? No. Well, I've got, yeah, I know what it is if it's not that, but that doesn't sound right to me.
Want a second guess? There's still
I
time.
Do. It's the TIE Interceptor if it's not the A-Wing.
What? Wait, what?
2 million points.
What? What are the other two?
20 million points.
What are the other two?
Judges, please.
Judges, it was the A-Wing.
It was the A-Wing.
Yeah.
I thought you said B-Wing.
I said A-Wing.
No, A-Wing.
Oh, sorry. He said A-Wing. Okay, my bad.
Oops.
We're giving him the 50 million. Giving him the 50 million. I want everyone to know that I can be fair.
Dan was so flabbergasted.
I know. But that
was trivia?
That's wrong. That's what made it worth keeping this question in. Well done. 15 million to Mr. Stapleton and for sticking his ground.
If I weren't afraid of being docked points, Logan, I would have called you an A-wing right there.
Should I take I'll let that one go. In GTA Vice City, Tommy gains a mansion in what part of town? Washington Heights. Starfish
Is somebody
Island.
Shaving their head?
What? That would be weird. No head shaving. I mean
Nobody
it.
Nobody hears
this
that
time.
Noise? Is it inside my head?
I think so.
Okay, sorry.
Wow.
Forget it.
Do not let our insurance company know that just happened. In Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, Tommy gains a mansion in what part of town? Little Havana, Washington Heights, Golden Acres, or Starfish Island? Going once.
I'm not risking my precious points.
In which one? In what? In
Vice City.
This in Vice City. Say, what are the four of them again? Sorry.
Little Havana, Washington Heights, Golden Acres, Starfish Island.
Guess who?
Jalapeno?
That would be Mr. Bauman.
Starfish Island.
You are correct, sir. 50 million points.
I guess, too.
Yes.
Next question. What happened to Alice's parents in American McGee's Alice? She was kidnapped by the Queen of Hearts. She was killed by the Queen of Hearts.
Wait, Alice's parents?
I'm sorry. Yes, let's do that over again. What happened to Alice's parents in American McGee's Alice? They were kidnapped by the Queen of Hearts. They were killed by the Queen of Hearts. They died in a fire.
Guess who?
Mr. Bauman.
They died in a fire.
50 million points to Andy Bauman, podcast producer. Well done.
Yes.
Who does Sarah Kerrigan work for originally?
Hi.
Whoa, Mr. Stapleton.
She works for the Terrans. Specifically, she works for Arturus Minsk.
50 million points to Dan Stapleton. Well done. Actually, he gave us two answers, didn't he? Throw in another 5 million.
Impressive.
Okay, now. We have reached round 5. It's not too late, people, because this can turn it all around. This is the final round. There is one question. All contestants must now be absolutely silent while the rules are explained and until the round begins. Any chatter will result in immediate disqualification. In this round, you'll be given 10 seconds to come up with the correct answer based on a single clue. You do not need to buzz in. Simply give me the answer. The winner will score 5 million points for every second remaining on the clock after responding with the second answer. I'm sorry, can we start this part over again?
Yeah, because I'm lost.
I keep, I forgot to set up my timer. Sorry. And I'm going to make it 20 seconds, just in case.
So you just shout out the answer?
Yes, that is, you can do that. In this round, you'll be given 15 seconds to come up with the correct answer based on a single clue. You do not need to buzz in. Simply give me the answer. The winner will score 5 million points for every second he or she still has on the clock after responding with the correct answer. If you guess wrong, however, you lose half your points. Half your total points from the entire game. The final round begins on my mark. 3. 2, 1, mark.
Did you give us the clue?
Jalapeno.
Kristen Salvatore. What is the answer?
I was kidding. You didn't give us a clue.
It's Psychonauts. I didn't tell you the clue was going to be from this episode.
What?
I said every episode of Cat Fantastic will have at least one question will have the answer Psychonauts. Nobody got the bonus question.
Logan, I think you're really overestimating. I think you're really overestimating the amount to which we pay attention to you. And I also think we just found out where the awkward pause segment of this podcast was. That was it right there.
No, Mr. Stapleton, you actually came up with this one. Because in the last episode of Cat Fantastic, you said, I may as well just assume that Psychonauts is going to be in every single episode of Cat Fantastic, you are correct, sir. So give him 1 point.
Yay!
All right, let's tally up the points and see what we've got.
I'm so
Mr. Hole.
Just
all right. What just happened?
I don't even know. What? Oh my god.
All right. I never said that the clue was going to be from this podcast.
Now, Kristen, I'd just like to point out that you have the power to fire him. You can end this.
I'm
going to
be fired.
I thought sure somebody was going to get that one.
Did you give a clue?
No.
I gave it in the last podcast.
Oh.
I said I will even find the audio clip. Every episode of Cat Fantastic, at least one of the answers will be Psychonauts.
But you said, I'm going to give a clue, and then you gave no clue.
And then there was silence.
Clue. I gave a clue months ago.
You said, I'm going to give a clue.
That's semantics. Let's add a point.
All right, well, coming in at a very respectable fourth place, we have Kristen Salvatore with 30 million points.
30 million, that's nothing to sniff at.
Coming in at third place is our veteran intern, Norm Chan, with 35 million points.
I don't think he's happy with that, but...
coming in second is Andy with 82 million plus three.
Jesus! Andy, is this your first Cat Fantastic?
Yeah.
Nice showing, I must say.
Thank you.
And our winner!
Our winner for this...
Piss.
This edition of Cat Fantastic is Dan Stapleton with 110 million plus one.
Woohoo! Can you can we take down 2 million from Norm's, because he was a bad sport right there? So for the official record,
33 million.
Until it's over.
Can I have those 2 million?
No, you may not have those 2 million. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It has been fantastic. You all were great sports, and your vast knowledge of PC gaming ought to be, awarded with something more than just my smart mouth. But, it's on the record. So on Monday, EA held their spring break. And many PC gamer editors attended. Norm, do you want to tell us a little about EA's big party?
Sure. A lot of PC games there, which is really cool. The Mass Effect on PC was being shown. Left 4 Dead, which Dan can talk about. He played it. It looked a lot better than the last time we saw it. Battlefield Heroes was there. And they debuted Battleforge, which we got the preview on a couple months ago or last month. And it was a fun event.
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed it. They had, I guess they had like a couple of Wii games and Battlefield Heroes, or not Heroes, but Battlefield Bad Company. Those were like the only non-PC games there, right?
Yeah, the Wii Skated game, which it's kind of funky. The developer was talking about using the Wii Fit Pad for skating. And it looked like it worked. With Battlefield Heroes, we got hands-on time with it, which is, I think, the first time we've had a chance to actually play it. Played from a third person. I don't know if it's going to replace TF2. I think its biggest competition is going to be Quake Live, because they're both free. Battlefield Heroes is new art style, a lot of customizable characters. The characters that we were playing look really different. Like, one guy had... a generic Nazi uniform with a big mustache. Another guy looked like he was on safari.
There was a guy that was shirtless with a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah. The map wasn't really that big. It's kind of skewed perspective where the horizon looked like it was curved. It's almost like a fish lens. And the action, you can't crouch or go prone. It was just running. The guys look like they're all marching, really fast when they're running. But the vehicles were nice.
I had kind of mixed impressions of it, because for one thing, that the run speed on the character I was playing with was really slow, and it seemed like it was pretty slow with everybody.
Yeah, and there was no like run button that I could find.
Right, and so just the general movement speed was really slow. It was like doing a heavy in TF2.
Yeah.
And my other issue with it was I got in a plane and tried to fly around, and I don't know if it was just an issue with them needing to turn up the mouse sensitivity for when you're in a vehicle. It's like the mouse sensitivity was fine when I was you know shooting, but trying to control the plane was really
that
hard.
That is very typical of the Battlefield series. When you're in a plane, it's the physics are more real, so you have to kind of glide and
right, but being able to turn nuance is fine, but being able to turn is some, or you know, being able to pull up or down. I had to pick up the mouse and move it, you know, from the bottom of the mouse pad to the top and move down again, you know, many times in order to pull up or you know aim down and try and strafe something.
Well, it could have been a sensitivity thing. I don't know, but it was our first hands-on with the map, and has a lot of promise. They haven't showed anything from the second map yet. But with only two maps, they better be really good.
Yeah, and it is hard to complain about a free game. So mm-hmm. you know, even with those criticisms, and you know, those are both things that could easily be tweaked by the time it's released. You know, it's definitely a very high quality free game.
Mm-hmm.
And as for Left 4 Dead, like Norm was saying, they've been doing some amazing work with the graphics. Like
it's really something.
Kristen, we can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, that's better.
Gotcha.
You want to try that again?
Left 4 Dead is really something. That's all I was saying. Yeah.
but when I saw it last, I guess that was at another EA event, probably 6 or 8 months ago.
I hadn't seen Showdown last year.
Yeah. And like the difference between Showdown and now is you know striking.
It's vast, yeah.
Yeah, the graphics before looked you know kind of. Probably about on par with Half-Life 2 when it first came out, which are you know good, but you know that's a while ago now. It's like 3 years ago, so it has gotten a very nice coat of polish on it since then. You know, it's still you know Source Engine, so it's not going to be you know it's not going to look like Crysis or anything, but it looks like the textures are much much better than they were.
The textures are much higher res, plus a lot of the shader effects are now applied to the characters, so the rim lighting. Which really works well because there are a lot of dark areas with spotlights. And then also I was talking to Chet, who's the writer in the game. He was demoing it, and he said it's just going to look better. I mean, they're tweaking it, and they're planning for a fall release. So definitely this year. And I think that was probably the best-looking PC game there. Mass Effect looked also amazing, but it wasn't too much different from the Xbox 360 version.
Well, you said it looked better than the 360 version.
No, definitely looked better, higher res, which helps. It was right. Playing at 2560 by 1600 at the EA event, which doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah,
I had a nice chat actually with Ray. I always say his last name wrong.
Musica?
Yeah, from BioWare. That the transcript of which is up on GamesRadar actually right now. So
yeah, and
that's
and,
www.gamesradar.com/PC. Yeah.
In fact, there might even be a video of our conversation up there. I'm not sure. There's definitely the transcript is up there. So I asked him some questions just about the stuff with the DRM business with Mass Effect PC. We had a nice talk about that. And he had some really nice things to say about how dedicated BioWare is to PC gaming and how he feels, in fact, in direct contrast to what lots of other people have had to say lately, that PC gaming is actually really healthy right now. It was nice to hear coming from a, you know, a well-known developer. It was nice to hear somebody say some nice stuff about our
hobby.
Can you
sort of like summarize what was his take on the DRM debacle?
You know, there were two things he said that I thought were really interesting. The first he said is,
you know, I'm sorry. Can we just I want to back up just for a second. So
sure.
What happened is, Mass Effect was supposed to have some incredibly draconian DRM that had
right.
to dial in back to the home office every 10 days or so, or you couldn't
That's
play
right.
your game. There was a huge outcry from gamers, as well as their shipping.
Including you.
Including me, a big old rant.
Particularly,
But you know what? It worked. Things worked just as they should. The company listened, and they changed their stance. So
well, it's still not a completely ideal situation because they did eliminate the thing where it phones home every 10 days to make sure that
right.
you're not stealing their game.
But it's a compromise. That's
it is a compromise, which is good. It's better than we've seen in the past. How and EA has you know has been very actually listening to people's complaints about about the crazy crap they're trying to pull lately. Like with Battlefield Bad Company, they backed off the idea where you'd have to buy the extra weapons. You can now earn those in the game. But yeah, they're at least backing off the craziness. Yeah. So now it no longer requires it to phone home every time. Every time
you move.
Yeah. Yeah, but it does still phone home when you first install it, and it phones home every time you download like the Bring Down the Sky downloadable content thing that they're going to put out, which is going to be free on the PC.
No problem with that. None of
yeah, yeah, well, and that's cool because it you know if it's kind of like Stardock's approach almost in that they incentivize, except they kind of enforce it in this case. Stardock incentivizes people to buy their games by providing, you know, continuing to provide content after release that, you know, you can only easily get by going by logging into their site and downloading it there.
And that's actually one of the things that I talked to Ray about. I asked him very specifically about, like, what did he think of Stardock's, you know, idea, or Brad Wardell's idea that sort of, since most DRMs are going to be cracked at some point anyway, I mean, I think we've all agreed that there isn't one that really works well, that they've just, you know, decided to put their stuff out there. And he actually was saying that in many ways, echoing what you just said, Dan, that they feel very much the same way, that like the best copy protection is to put out really good content that people want to pay for.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting. His take on the situation was very much, you know, BioWare prides itself on listening to its fans and its community, and that very much had an effect on why they changed the original plans for the every 10 days authentication. And you know,
we should add though that there is another limitation that's still in place, which is you only get 3 installs of the game.
But if you uninstall from one place, you get one back.
No, that's not true.
I'm pretty sure. We need to double check that.
We should check that because I also would have questions on like who's maintaining the servers and what happens 10 years from now if you want to play it again, you know, because if I can't be guaranteed I can play the game I bought in 10 years, then as far as I'm concerned, I'm renting it.
So, I mean, you know, it was just interesting, like his take on it, I think, is a smart one in so much as they completely recognize that no one's come up with a really good system yet for both ensuring that all of the people, and this is fair, you know, he was like, what are we supposed to do? You've got hundreds of people who spend years working on a game and who are, you know, putting it out to the community. And then he said it was sort of this trust issue. Like it was hard for them to feel like there are, you know, people not in their community who sort of don't trust them and thus were pirating the game, you know, don't trust them to provide the kind of high quality content that deserves to be paid for.
You know, I
so
have
it's
to.
A, you know, it's a
I have
it's an
to
imperfect
say,
situation, imperfect solution, I should say.
I'm feeling these days. I'm feeling like maybe I want to back down a little bit. I'm still, you know, I've made my position on DRM very, very clear. On the other hand, this past weekend, you know, I went on to some sketchy sites to look around. And it's gross. it's unbelievable what's going on out there, and it's staggering, you know, what people are getting away with, you know. And the reason I'm looking at things this way is because I'm trying to think, well, you know, this has always been my stance. Let's look at it from the other side as a developer looking through this and seeing a site where you can get anything you want almost instantly, for free. And that, I just don't want developers to think that I don't know that stings, because I couldn't believe the shit I saw, you know?
It's stealing, like, flat
but
out.
It's so easy, you know? It doesn't take much, and I understand why they're tempted to go to these lengths.
Well, and this is why the digital distribution is such a big thing, because it is at this point it is easier to go online and like an easy digital distribution system like Steam, because and the same thing happened with music, where it was easier to go online and pirate it than it was to buy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you can make it as easy as it is to play the game, you know, legitimately, as it is to go on and pirate it. That's what they got to shoot for.
Unfortunately, I can't quote studies or anything like that, but I remember reading about studies done where college kids, you know, if they had a music downloading system that was as easy to use as Napster, they were more than happy to pay for it if it gave them tracks that they could move to any player, that kind of thing. Right. People are willing to pay, you know, as long as you don't stand in their way or devalue the product. So
now, just to get back to the Mass Effect DRM here, I'm reading off the MassEffect.Bioware.com site. The solution allows gamers to authenticate their game on three different computers with the purchase of one disc. So what that means is you can install multiple times if you have on one computer. However, much like the Windows authentication, if you change your hardware around too much, it will read it as a different computer. At which point you'll use up another install. And they will give you more, though, if you call in and ask. So it's on a case-by-case basis.
My guess is you would still be able to deauthorize computers in the way you can for
just
iTunes.
Just like iTunes, right.
I don't know. I don't know if the,
because,
that system
because
is in place.
That's how generally those servers work, is all they do is they hold on to permissions, and they don't mind giving up a permission if you say, hey, I want to deauthorize this computer. It's no big deal to the company.
Well, that system was not in place for BioShock. And this uses secure ROM as well.
We'll get somebody to look into that one. Because that could be still a sticking point. However, I do want to acknowledge that, you know, this is a system that seems to me to be working. It's frustrating for everybody, but just like politics, that's you know, what it is you have to compromise.
Which system is working?
You know, the system in which, you know, the companies are listening to the feedback, you know, from the customers they're serving and going back and forth, you know?
Right. Yeah, it is a lot of compromise, but I mean, like you see on forums, people are thinking, you know, they're just taking, they're just going to take as much as they can, and you know, maybe they never expected this level of DRM to go over, so they ask for more than they could realistically expect,
yeah.
Then wait for people to be outraged, and then compromise, and you know, they get what they wanted originally. You know, it's kind of a conspiracy theory, but they get what they wanted originally, and people think that you know, they're listening to the people they're compromising.
Is the Goodfellas gambit? You know, they filmed scenes that were way gorier than they wanted, so that they could cut them out to get a better, you know,
right,
keeping our rating. Yeah.
So I mean, that's one theory. I don't know if I
love conspiracy theories.
I like most conspiracy theories, I think it gives too much credit to the people involved. I think that the people that decide on these crazy DRM schemes are just under the impression that that's actually going to work, and they just don't quite understand the situation.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's possible, but I doubt it.
Before we move on to playlists, let's take a reader question.
Wait. I want to talk about this EA event. One last thing.
Stop the press.
The weirdest thing from this EA event, which is how we got started on this. So I don't know. I guess the theme was spring break, but like the guy serving food was just this like kid wearing nothing but a towel.
Whoa! Is that
a hat?
And a hat. And he was serving like, you know, chow mein or something. And I don't know about you, but I don't trust people in bars just wearing towels serving chow mein. But then on the bar, there was this girl. She put a blanket on the bar, this like blonde girl, and she sat on the bar and started putting on blackface. Like, she covered her entire body until she was brown completely.
Well, that's not blackface, is it? It's black entire body.
Entire body.
So she's an artist.
Unrecognizable. I don't know what was going on there, but that was really weird.
So I'm curious, did anyone else see this, or...?
I did not notice that. I noticed the girl sitting on the bar, but
yeah, because I saw her sitting on the bar, right? And then she had this huge umbrella, right? She walked down,
right?
Huge umbrella. She sat on the bar, and then, you know, we're playing games. Looked back at the bar, and I thought it was a different girl because I thought she was black, but no, it was the same girl, just applying makeup or something all over her body.
Because I did see the green monkey wearing the balaclava on the pinball machine.
maybe it was one of those spray on tans, Norm. I just want to say one more thing about Mass Effect. And Norm, I didn't play the console version, so maybe you can say if this is something that carried over. But there's something about the shadows on the characters' faces that is really kind of weird. It's almost glitchy and it's distracting.
It is with the Unreal Engine 3. It's a aliasing thing, I think.
I don't know. I haven't noticed that in other Unreal 3 games.
You're pointing that out with the Brothers in Arms stuff that we saw a while back.
Well, that was an unfinished thing though, I think
it's a dynamic shadow thing with that engine. So I don't think it's a glitch as much as an imperfection with the technology.
It's really distracting. I'm thinking about turning shadows off because I'm working on the review now, and it's just looking at people's faces and having the kind of flashing in and out shadows.
It's not so much flashing in and out as okay, whatever.
So let's take a reader question.
Hey guys, this is Captain Spaulding in Seattle. So I've been browsing the new site, and I'm going to adopt it into my lifestyle. However, I'm wondering how to better find the things which you guys specifically do. The loyal crew that I'm used to. Apart from just kind of browsing at random and then looking for the name at the bottom of the tag, how do I find the stuff that specifically you guys did? And not so much the Games Radar guys. Not that I don't love them, I just don't yet. And also, the Conan thing that's on there, how is that big story different than what's going to be coming out in the magazine? Is this early stuff to the magazine? So let me know. Thanks. Keep up the great work, guys.
Well, to some degree, this is actually going to be iterating over time. You're actually, that question is one that we've been asking too. Like, how do we... We don't want to pull our stuff out completely because we are working with PC Gamer UK, and like the idea is to have a much more fully featured PC site.
I just said way more.
So which I think we're achieving, but we do know that people want to be able to sort of target their favorite authors and their favorite magazines. So if you look in the panorama, the sort of scrolling thing at the top. Most of the things that come from us have like a PC Gamer kind of banner on them. But in terms of the stuff that's in like top stories and the reviews and stuff, we're still ironing out how best to highlight that as just PC Gamer UK. So unfortunately right now you actually have to go into the story to see who it's from, but that's one of the things we're iterating. So, and then the Conan stuff, some of it is from the magazine and some of it is not, and that's going to continue to happen where you'll see, it's sort of an extension of the stories that go in the magazine. That's kind of the idea. So you'll get some early stuff, and then you'll get more stuff in the magazine, and then you'll get stuff after the magazine.
That is one of the nice things about this new system is that if there's something we're not satisfied with, we can actually now do something about it. Right. It's a complex system, and it doesn't happen quickly or super easily, but you can configure it, and you can alter it, which is part of the reason why we moved over. And that's a relief.
Indeed. And Captain Spaulding? F you.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Okay, I guess what's missed out on backstory about?
No, that's kind of an in-joke. No, maybe you should explain that so people don't think we're...
Well, let that one
He knows what I mean.
It's like those Ann Landers columns where, too private,
Yeah,
F you.
That was completely random.
We'll just say in this situation that F you does not mean what you think it means.
And thank heavens, because I really want us to all get along. So let's move on to playlists. Miss Salvatore, what have you been playing lately?
Oh, my good, great googly moogly. I finished Overclocked.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry about that experience.
I'm sorry that it's sort of stupid that it... I think I said last week that I was playing that too. Obviously, I have to stop to do a bunch of other things, namely to go to pre-E3 events. But yeah, oy, wow. I'm reviewing it, so I won't say too much more about it.
But I could hear your tears from
and
your.
And then cubicle. I'm not sure what I'm gonna. I want to play Mass Effect, which obviously I don't have a copy of yet. So I don't know. I don't really want to start anything new because I'd kind of like to get into that as soon as I get a copy of it.
Yeah. And Mr. Stapleton, what are you up to?
The last few days has been all Mass Effect all the time. I'm still trying to plow through that in time for the review. But that's one where I'm definitely going to play through it again after I finish. at a more leisurely pace, because I'm not going to be able to get through all the side quests and all of that stuff, and I do want to go through all that. And also, with BioWare just has this effect on me where I definitely want to go back and because I play through the first time as a good guy, a goody two shoes kind of character, and then I always want to go back and play as the asshole. Because all of the options, it's like, oh, what would happen if I just totally screwed this guy over, because they always give you that option. It's so tempting.
Yeah.
So even though it's a 40-hour game, I want to go through again.
I've been turning Rainbow Six Vegas 2 into a 80-hour game because the last part is so difficult. I get up, I get shot in the head, get up, get shot in the head, get up, get shot in the head. So I'm still on that one. I'm loving it, though. I'm actually not getting irritated by the repetitiveness, because I can always try different tactics, or just send my companions to their deaths if I get bored. So, Norm, how about you?
I had the honor and privilege of playing and reviewing Iron Man last weekend, which was life-changing. And then for the past couple of days, I've been playing Everyday Shooter, which is magical.
Norm, you might want to clarify the sarcasm there. In the Iron Man.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah. Just in case, because I don't know
how well that came through. That somebody might think that you were actually serious, and that, I don't that just won't sued. Do.
and Andy, how about you?
I've been pretty busy. Haven't been doing much gaming, but I popped in the Max PC PC Gamer TF2 server last night, and there were some amazing experiences on Gold Rush.
Wait, were you on Team Win or Team Lose?
I was on the Team Win.
Oh no, I hate you so much.
I think I was on right before you came on, though. I was only on for like an hour and a half or something. And
okay.
I did experience ghost riding the bomb, and it was the most amazing thing ever.
And Chris, how about you? What have you been playing lately?
I've been doing the Gold Rush map on Team Fortress 2, and I'm playing some Command & Conquer 3, actually.
Which CNC3? Are you doing the expansion or just the vanilla version?
Actually, I've been playing the vanilla version because I really never played through the GDI campaign.
Mm. And how far into it are you?
I just finished Act 2, so I'm on like Act 3 now, and I get to see Billy Dean Williams act horribly.
He really does ham it up in that, doesn't it?
Yeah, he really does. It's great.
Kind of awesome.
I would really have loved to have seen him, just whip out a can of Colt 45 at some point.
Yes.
Whoa. Works every time.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our podcast, and now it's your turn. Send your questions to us in MP3 format to PCGamerPodcast@gmail.com. That's PCGamerPodcast@gmail.com, or just call us toll-free at 877-404-1337, extension 724. And record your question there, and remember to keep it brief and keep it light on the language. You can also empower yourself to become a part of the PC Gamer family by subscribing to PC Gamer Magazine. Just head on over to www.PCGamer.com/subscribe. For the PC Gamer podcast crew, this is Logan Decker. Thanks for listening, and we're looking forward to getting together with you again next week.
Awkward silence.
Everybody, fantastic.
Jalapeno.
Well done. Thank you all for joining. Are y'all following me here?
I get it.
Sort
I'm like, I'm way too hungover to have followed any of that. So.
it's going to be a surprise, Cat Fantastic.
Who's Chris?
Fantastic. Chris is our intern.
Your new guy? Oh, yeah, yes. Pip, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's get him on
and
here.
And he's ready to rock.
Awesome. All right, let me add him
on. He swears a lot, though, so you may have to beep frequently.
Ah, he's a good old American boy.
Yeah, he's kind of racist too. So, like, if he says something about another culture or something like that, just go ahead and.
Okay, I'll put. put my anti-racist filter on.
They have that in Audacity now. It's
yeah,
awesome.
No, it's a built-in plugin.
Oh, and there's Big Nate's Barbecue. I just got the message in the third floor kitchen. Bye. Bye.
Cleared the room.
Yep, that'll do that.